One thing that can make cities livable for everyone in and around them is good public transportation. A new study led by a Vanderbilt University professor will examine Chattanooga's transit system, known as CARTA, to find cost-efficient ways to better connect public transportation with underserved communities. One person involved with the project, known as Mobility for All, is Chandra Ward, a professor of sociology on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Chandra, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us more about this study that you are participating in, Mobility for All.
Well, this is a study that garnered over $3 million with a combination of the National Science Foundation and the Department of Energy, where myself and many other scholars headed by Vanderbilt University, but also in collaboration with Chattanooga's own CARTA, to try and provide innovative transit alternatives, especially to those who need it most here in Chattanooga.
And we are speaking specifically of underserved communities.
Right. So we have what is referred to as fixed route transit. That is your traditional bus system that always goes the same routes, generally at the same times. There may be differences when it comes to timing on weekends, nights, holidays, but these are fixed routes. And fixed routes are good for those really dense populations in central cities. However, we have seen a trend in cities where you have increasingly less affordable housing in these central cities. Okay, you have sort of a reversal of a white flight, if you will, increase in gentrification, where you have higher income people moving into the central city. What this does is raise the rents, obviously, and displaces a lot of the affordable housing stock and people who need this affordable housing, displaces them to the edges of the city. You're seeing a trend where there is a suburbanization of poverty. Okay, because people are having to move outside of the central city to find affordable housing. The challenge that this brings is that traditionally suburbs are not equipped with reliable public transit. When you think about places in the Chattanooga area, such as Red Bank, public transit does not go to Red Bank. Hickson, public transit does not go very far into Hickson. So what are people to do when they are moving to these areas in order to have affordable housing and or, you know, have access to better schools for their children, but they are without their own personal vehicles, okay? That leaves people with their lifeline, so to speak, cut, disrupted, okay? They are not able to meet the necessities of life in the way that they should be able to in order to live full lives, to have a sense of agency and self-determination. They may not be able to get access to jobs, access to grocery stores, access to recreation. And so what we are proposing to do is to supplement fixed transit routes with a dynamic on-demand route in the form of what's referred to as microtransit.
What does that mean?
So microtransit would be a smaller microbus, if you will, that is responsive to where people are needing to go. And it's on demand. So people would be able to schedule to be picked up, schedule service to get to where they need to go on demand. Okay, so it's responsive to the rider's needs, to community's needs, to get them where they need to go. And just in talking about trends of where people are moving, also, this is important in terms of connecting them to jobs. We know that a lot of industry is moving away. And this trend has been taking place for decades now, actually. But good, reliable jobs are moving to the edges of cities. And so whether it is meeting the needs of people who have moved to outside of the central city, or meeting the needs of people who still live inside the central city but cannot connect to those good jobs in Red Bank, those good jobs in Ottawa, those good jobs in Hickson. That disconnect, this will open up opportunity for for people whose opportunities have been constrained.
And this microtransit that you're talking about, it almost sounds like an Uber or a Lyft, but on a public scale.
Absolutely. So Uber and Lyft, oftentimes low-income residents are not users of this fabulous transit alternative because of financial reasons. And this would serve as a public transit form of Lyft or an Uber in order to meet the needs of those who may be spatially cut off from services that they need or want to use. So yes, that sort of on-demand, schedule it when you need it, and not necessarily having to wait an hour for a bus and being able to get where you need to go when you need to get there.
And how will you be reaching out to these underserved communities to get a sense, as complete a sense as possible, of the gaps that they face in hours or days of the week or areas where they would need something like this?
Well, that's one of the things that is unique to our study. Now, microtransit has been deployed in several areas, various test cases, and they have not been successful. One of the reasons they've not been successful is that people, they've rolled out microtransit in various communities and people are not using them. They are not getting the type of demand that they expected. What we propose to do here that will differentiate ourselves from other communities where microtransit has been implemented but failed is that we are going to tap into institutional nodes. Okay. These institutional nodes could look like the Youth Family and Development Centers here. That could look like Chattanooga State. That could look like the Chattanooga Housing Authority and churches. And these are places where that basically are hubs in the community. Okay. They're hubs in the community that service a lot of people and a lot of people who could really be serviced by microtransit. And we are going to reach out to leaders in those nodes and leverage their leadership and their positions of leadership, their positions of rapport with other members of the community in order to tell them about this new service, educate them about this service, and tap in the community for us to conduct focus groups with members of the community who might use the service, get their feedback on what existing gaps exist for them, what challenges exist for them with the current public transit, state of public transit in Chattanooga. And with this data, we'll also construct and conduct surveys with members of the community. And using data that we compile from focus groups, from surveys, getting people's feedback on what they need, we will then give this information to the engineers and computer scientists who will put together a service that meet those needs directly from the mouths of community members. The community members will have input on what they need instead of academicians, experts, if you will, experts in transit, but not necessarily in community needs on the ground, experts sort of imposing what they believe community members needs. Instead, community members will talk to us and we will adapt the service to reflect their needs. So instead of in areas where it's failed in the past, the reason why it has failed according to literature is that they did not do this. Rather, they put up flyers and did marketing and the people did not come. Instead, we will do sort of a grassroots, you know, if you think about it from a political perspective, a grassroots approach of being on the ground, listening to people and their needs, cultivating trust, cultivating relationships that will help facilitate a transit system that reflects the community.
And we've seen this approach work recently during the pandemic when it comes to expanding testing to these very same underserved communities.
Exactly. These tactics are employed by public health officials and many other entities because we have to understand human behavior in order to, for anything that affects humans that we expect humans to use to be successful. Also, in terms of equity, just because you tell people about something or make something available does not mean that it will be necessarily equitably distributed and can promote equity, but rather you have to understand where something is needed most and how that community will respond to it and use it and how they need to use it in order for something like, in this case, transit, to begin to become equitable.
And what's the timeline for this work, and where can people follow it as it unfolds?
We will be reaching out throughout the rest of this year to various institutions across Chattanooga, starting up focus groups and surveys next year. We believe rollout of the transit can start perhaps as early as summer of 2021. And you can follow updates at the Center for Urban Informatics and Progress. That is UTC's QIP. That is a research center on the campus of UTC, well, currently at the Edney building, but they are very closely involved in a part of this project as well.
All right. Chandra, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.